on chicka 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 chicka.
Man, that looks cool. Let me see how it sounds.
Chicka chicka de check check.
Microphone chicka 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 chicka.
Oh yeah, that sounds good.
Colonel Sanders was not an actual colonel from the military.
Lord have mercy. Black just looked that shit up. It's like, this motherfucker lied to me.
It was a title given to him because he was so upstanding as a citizen in the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Yeah, whatever, colonel.
Yeah, nigga lived to be goddamn 90 years old. And 25 of them years was after he established KFC. Ain't that some shit?
Liam Neeson, bro. Liam Neeson, bro. Sometimes you don't hit what you supposed to hit until you just you right, bro. Like
about like Stan Lee shit. Stan Lee didn't make Spider-Man till he was 44 years old.
Bro, it's just,
and the nigga didn't get like super unbelievably famous till later than that.
Right. Once Cap took off, that was pretty much his. It's time to shine. Went and wrote X-Men and shit, and it was a wrap.
Marvel was up and up.
Right.
The mid-90s, and then...
But that's what we got young Wesley Snipes for.
Right. Bring us back.
Bring well, I can't say MCU at the time, but it's right. Kind of...
Bring the MCU y'all to the forefront.
Y'all were talking about that in the group chat, and I was going to chime in, but I was like, let me wait till the mic's on to ask y'all. So, what's this take about? You said, like, Wesley Snipes,
we would not have an MCU.
Please break that down, somebody.
The Blade trilogy was the first MCU endeavor. That was the first Marvel movie with Marvel's name on it to do well in movie theaters.
And it saved the comic book industry.
Yeah, it saved the comic book industry, period. It kept Marvel from
tanking,
going down the drain. When Marvel filed for bankruptcy way back in the late 90s, Blade saved it. Blade saved Marvel Comics.
Yes. And nobody wanted to give Wesley his props for that shit, bro. Nobody. And that shit pissed me off because they told me, we finally got us a black show. You know, I'm like, what you mean, bro?
Right, when everybody was talking about Luke Cage at first, it was like, oh, the first black superhero. And I was like, no, Blade was the first black superhero. This nigga was on Spider-Man, bro.
Right.
And I won't say the first interracial relationship, but he was in one of the most major interracial relationships on the show. Him and the lieutenant. That police detective who was always trying to chase Spider-Man. When Michael Morbius finally became a vampire, Blade came to New York trying to find him, and that police detective fell in love with him.
I feel like in the 90s, though, that was the trope, was the female cop, right? Hear me out.
Yeah, it was, though.
Gargoyles.
Yeah.
All right, remember Bonkers?
Yeah.
Season one of Bonkers, it was that guy.
Yeah. Then they got season that two, chick.
They got the chick.
Yeah.
Same MO from Gargoyles.
And the animated series of Batman, Montoya.
Yep. Who just became this super important character in the comics. She wasn't really all that important at first.
Right, except to stick it to Bullock.
Yeah, that was it. To give Bullock shit because he was a fuck-ass detective.
Hey, you a shitty-ass detective, bro. You don't never want to give Batman his prop. Nigga, you know damn well when you have Batman, shit will be fucked up, Ryan.
Yeah,
you say so much to it.
Yep, then she got fired.
She went with the shit, man.
Nah, man, hard female. That was the 90s, brother. Like, that was on to something back then.
Independent women, man. That was the whole thing back then. Like,
strong, independent women getting out there in the
workforce. I know you remember Living Single.
Yeah, getting in the workforce, bruh, doing it for themselves.
I was listening to a podcast where the actress who plays Maxine, she was talking about, like, yo.
Oh,
his mama?
The same studio that produced Friends. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, our show was called Friends. They made us change the name, and Friends got to get the name Friends.
Wow.
And then it's funny because then you see later on, way down the road, years later, we got Girlfriends, which was Living Single.
Right.
But it was turned into the black women's version of Sex in the City.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It probably came out before Sex in the City. Sex in the City might have bit girlfriends, if we being honest.
Right.
It just
you
seemed,
might be right about that.
That seemed
right.
like the way Hollywood would do, right?
Right.
That shit comes out, then this comes out. But Friends was a hit, so they was just like, bro, like, we were getting paid thousands of dollars. They were getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. And literally, it was the same type of show, but our show was successful. But, you know, they wanted to put us in this black category. Mm-hmm. But it goes on to say, with Issa Rae, and shout out to Ocean, he ain't here today, but, you know, I'm caught up on Insecure. But they were telling her they want her show to be successful. They was like, she needs to have main white characters. So in the first season of the show, she was like, all right, we're going to have some white characters to get the show off the ground. And it worked. Mm-hmm. But by the time we got to season three, she was like, yeah, I'm done with that shit. She got dumped. They
cut yeah, that's all, for the suits.
Cut, right, cut all that shit off. And once this shit is a hit, it gave it that crossover appeal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, bro, we need this crossover appeal. So this
gotta
shit
gotta have be. Them crossover characters for the suits and the meetings you gotta go to about the figures. And then after that,
you got
what
to.
You gotta do.
Like Nick, like Luke Cage was too black the first season. That's why they watered it down the second season.
Yeah,
it was just like, bro, you can't have this Disney show where they saying nigga every 10 minutes, bro. What the fuck
right,
wrong
like
with
super pro black.
And then they switched it up, and you know, it was like we were just gonna mix it with the comic book shit. And it's like, bro, y'all could have did both, but I understand the sentiment of, you know,
it's a little too early on to be that inclusive right now. We can't do that. They ain't
yeah,
ready.
Yeah, I get it, bro. I really get it, bro. It's just like, nah,
they
bro,
ain't
we
quite ready for
pull
that.
Pull that shit back, bro. This is not HBO.
Right.
Like, this is not HBO.
Right,
like,
this ain't The Watchmen.
This is not The Wire. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, this ain't The fucking Wire. Got the same show run, I believe, but...
Nah, at that time, they were making The Watchmen, and then you talking about comic book shows. That's what I was thinking. This ain't The Watchmen. You can't show titties like you want to.
I don't know, but you got Eternal. Shada was doing the little... The right. fucking...
Yeah.
Shoulder.
Right, you the got full-on... Yeah, I was about to say, you got full-on... Pump action in Eternals.
And I was like,
first
damn.
Sex scene in Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Like, what? And it was like, damn, okay, you got the thrust and the bouncing. But honestly, Shawty from Eternals could have played Faye. And I ain't disappointed with Faye, but.
Oh, the chick who played Cersei?
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I thought mm-hmm. you were saying Cersei because I was thinking about He-Man. We're going to get to He-Man today because I finished Eternal. I mean, you know, Masters of the Universe. I fucking love. Lena Headway. I fucking love her. I love her voice, bro. I could listen to her talk all fucking day.
Who is she? Tila?
Tila? No.
The Sorceress?
The Sorceress.
Oh, okay.
Not the Sorceress, but
Evil-Lyn?
Evil-Lyn. I can listen to Evil-Lyn, but her voice actually, she from Game of Thrones, bro. I can listen to her talk.
The way they drew her this season, though, with the whole upgrade, bro, I was like, oh, I'm fucking with it.
Bro, we gotta get to that. It's a lot. We
ain't even
get...
started He-Man. I
finished.
Yeah, cause damn. I finished Hitmonkey, and I saw Encanto, and I saw Resident Evil.
Oh boy, so. You've been on it. Well, we got a lot of reviews to get to today. It's a lot of stuff we want to talk to. We're gonna rehash Cowboy Bebop soon with a special guest. So I gotta let y'all know where y'all at. Ladies and gentlemen,
I
would like to welcome you to another edition of the Ninja Police Podcast.
Let's get yes, sir. To rumble.
Oh yeah. Now I am your host, Yuki, aka Star.
Yuki.
The Senpai from Senpai Sunday, Senpai Like the Ice Cream, also known as Star Seller Senpai for Freaky, professionally known as Fox Blunt, also known as the Golden Karama, to some affectionately known as Shota Baby, also known as Akihito, the Hoshi of Hope, Commander Star. I'm in this thing. I'm here with some of the greatest ninjas to ever do it, because that's just what we do. My ninjas, introductions.
Well, over here, you got the one and only Tanuki, the Macchio Metal, the Sorcerer Supreme, the Blue Lantern, the Captain of the Space Pirate Ship Arcadia, the Silver Surfer of the Platinum Variety,
Ice,
Sun Wukong, aka Hanuman, if you will.
Hanuman.
And Kajmono Yask. A.K.A. intergalactically known as the Mando with the Bando.
Boom, 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 boom!
Murder.
Murder.
The bear of the powers of Khonshu. We in here, though.
Yeah. Oh, shit. And you got your boy Lloyd Black, A.K.A. Black, A.K.A. Black Wolf, A.K.A. Black Worldwide, A.K.A. the Lord of the Thundercats, A.K.A. the Prince of All Saiyans, A.K.A. the Evil Green Ranger, A.K.A. Powerline, A.K.A. The Dark Knight, a.k.a. Midnight Sun, AKA Space Ghost Math Teacher, AKA Do Something, Bitch.
Shout out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
We in here.
Yeah, man. Feels good. Feels good to be back. This Thanksgiving has been a good Thanksgiving week.
It was.
Hell yeah.
Week was fast. A lot of stuff happened, but
it was a complete slobber knock. No, it went.
Oh, man. No, I mean, I smoked the salmon this year. I didn't do the turkey. I smoked the salmon, cooked the brisket. Like, just switched it up. Like, no, we ain't cooking this bird. I love turkey, but just don't want the turkey. Bird.
We have 3 turkeys and 1 ham.
Ooh.
1 fried, 2 regular, in the oven, however you would call that.
Oven roasted.
Yeah. And a ham.
At the whole goddamn slew of country folk shit on our damn menu. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Do. I mean, all the sides were straight country than the motherfucker. I came through with the red beans and rice, and then I made the Spanish corn, I guess you would call that, with the cream cheese and the jalapenos.
Yeah.
I came through with that.
This was like the first year. Yeah. This was like the first year we actually stayed home and had a Thanksgiving at home.
Mm.
Normally, we'd go somewhere, or, you know, a family member would be having it, or in-law, yeah, or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
This time we had our own privatized Thanksgiving, and it's pretty damn cool.
I ain't like that shit, bro. Like, that shit felt so lonely this year.
Man, it was lonely as fuck last year for us, because what we did was we just made, like, plates for everybody.
Yeah.
Or we would make the sides, and then when we got to my grandparents' house, they just fucking filled up each other's plates, and then we left. We didn't even hang out.
Yeah,
yesterday, so, last year, I got a chance to bounce around to other people. So I even came out to Black and got a plate last year. I saw everybody last year. This year, it was like great aunts, cousins, uncles. I can't see nobody, bro. It's just me and my moms. And you know what I'm saying? It's like sister gone, you know, pops passed. So it's like, it's just us.
Yeah, this was the first Thanksgiving when my grandpa went there. I will say that.
I was catching up to Doctor Who that whole day. And I swear, bro, like, the fuck, that we in a different wild-ass time. I'm just sitting down and watching Who, and I can imagine if I was watching this shit with an elderly aunt, uncle, or somebody who just watching the shit with me. Welcome to my vagina.
They're right, like, say what, like, now?
Bro, that commercial just kept running.
Say what?
For the fucking birth control shit.
Yeah, welcome to my vagina. When you can take control, like, why would you show this during Doctor Who? Bruh. Like, bro, this
female
don't fit.
Doctor, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, geez, Louise, that is not a euphemism for the TARDIS, bro. Like,
female doctor pussy might be a TARDIS,
bro. Oh, speaking of which, I gotta throw this in real quick. On Encanto, there was a Doctor Who reference in the movie.
Oh yeah, we gotta get to that review.
Somebody is a fan of Doctor Who that made that movie.
I love that shit like that, miss.
It was the Spanish family movie for this year.
Okay.
Yeah. That Disney made. It's basically, you would call it more Cuban based, but it's all Latin casting.
That's what's up.
And it's about this family that has this magical house, because the grandmother and the grandfather, when they were raiding Mexico,
mm-hmm,
they ran the family out of where they were living. And when the grandfather sacrificed himself for the coyotes that were coming to get him, I guess you would call them lawmen. I don't know if they really were lawmen or not. But he sacrificed himself. And in doing so, this magical candle was given to the grandmother. And as long as the flame is burning, the magical house will exist.
Okay.
And every generation, the house will give the children a new power or a new trait or ability.
Mm-hmm.
So the first generation, after the grandmother had her 3 children, like, she had 3 kids, and then they had to get forced out of the house. So then when they ran, her first 3 children, they got powers.
Right.
Then her children got powers, and then the children after them got powers. Maribel.
The legacy shit.
Yeah. When it came time for Maribel to get her powers, she didn't get any.
Mm-hmm. I saw her from the preview.
Yeah, the house gave her no powers.
Is there music in this movie?
Oh, it's a lot of... They're singing, I would probably say, 60-40.
Okay, that's what's up.
And the songs are banging. Like, majority of the songs in the movie are bangers. Like, I mean, you gonna be fucking with them.
If you, what you're telling me is the main overall gist of the movie, I would guess that her superpower is singing.
No.
Not.
No.
Well, let's give us that when we get the review.
No, their ability is not anything like that.
Well,
everybody's ability is something different. But when we get to the review, I'll get to that.
Yeah, all right. So what we're going to give you guys is, last week, I know we gave you the first few episodes of Cowboy Bebop, right? The internet has gone ablaze with it because people got a lot to say about
it. It's polarizing, bro.
It's split, bro. It is split between people who was like, I'm fucking with it, and people who was like, that's the worst shit I done ever
seen. Right, I fuck with Cowboy Bebop, the anime, but this shit ain't it.
Someone told me, oh, bro, this shit worse than that Full Metal Alchemist movie.
No, like, bro.
Death Note way better than this shit.
Bro, look, you just a little butt hurt right now, and you was expecting a lot. I think your expectations were a little too high to say some shit like that, because... like I said, the only thing better than this that Netflix has done an anime adaptation, quote unquote, of was Kenshin. Yeah. That's the only thing better than this one.
But Black finished it, and we got his brother, Young Blazing Fi, friend of the show,
to chime in
and give us his thoughts, because he's eagerly
waiting.
So we're going to get him on the line.
I want to know.
Hello,
Blazing.
What it do?
This your boy Blazing Fi, aka Young Tiger, aka Nightwing, aka Dick Grayson. You already know what it is, man.
Yes, sir. Well, it's good to have you, brother.
Great to have you, man.
Thank you.
That's my dog.
It is a pleasure, my brothers.
So we've been here talking about it. We watched it over the past couple of weeks and we touched on it. Now we finally have a chance to deep dive into the situation that is Cowboy Bebop, the Netflix adaptation.
A.K.A. Bebop Rangers.
Yes, a.k.a. Bebop Rangers, as Young Blazing is so called it, because it is a very polarizing adaptation so far. Worse than Death Note, apparently. So, you have a perspective that seems to be different than a lot of people have had to say. So, we ready to hear this.
Okay. So, I will say that it is way better than fucking Death Note. Yes. That's Death Note shit that they tried, and I heard that they're supposed to be making another movie for that.
Bro,
get the fuck out of here.
Yes, I'm with you, dog.
Right. Yeah, I ain't with that shit.
Yeah. I fuck with the guy from Atlanta who played L. I fuck with him, but not the role for you, dog. Your agent fucked you on that, dog. Like, I understand that you like to take roles that are different for you and it makes you try to stretch as an actor, but he fucked you on that one.
I thought
he was the best part of it, but with it being so bad, the comparison ain't that great.
Yeah, it's like, exactly. It was the best part of it, but that movie, I hated that. So when people told me about how, look, we ain't fucking with Cowboy Bebop, bro, like, it kind of hurt. It's like, wait, you ain't fucking with the Bebop? Like,
so with a young man who watched it with us, I need to understand from your perspective, why don't you fuck with the Bebop?
Okay. So I'll say that you have to grade this in three categories.
Okay.
As a person that has never seen Cowboy Bebop at all, or know of the anime at all, you're going to love this.
I agree with that.
It's got enough banter. It's got enough actually, the chemistry between the characters is actually pretty good.
And it's very stylized.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like the anime certain aspect.
Yeah.
The relationship.
There you go. Cause you did see that bond with Spike and Jet. But I feel like a couple of them scenes was a little drawn out for no reason.
Yeah, they were trying to push the fact that, yeah, they friends and they shit talk each other a lot. It's like, bro, we get it. We know that. You don't have to push that forward.
Exactly.
Well, so I got something to say about that, but we'll come back to it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say shit. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I was just going to say shit.
It's the open forum now. We can talk about it.
Okay, well, I think they did that for the simple fact that the way they ended it, you don't expect it to end that way.
I'm guessing, well, yeah.
Okay, because of the simple fact that Blazin said you got to gauge it on three levels, which is one is people who have never seen it.
Right.
So if you've never seen Cowboy Bebop and you like, well, how the fuck is this shit going to end? Like, what are they going to do? What's going to happen?
Right. And then,
as somebody who's seen it, you like, oh, about halfway through it, you start to realize, oh, they're picking certain episodes.
Yeah, it's not
mm-hmm.
Right. They're picking certain episodes to make this first season.
Mm-hmm.
And which then they're gonna push stupid. The second season. It's like, bro, Cowboy Bebop was what, 26 episodes, 36 yep. episodes?
26.
Yeah, 26.
Yeah, so it ended right there with the church and shit. That was the end.
Right.
Yep.
We had that semi like mid season when Spike got fucked up real bad and Faye had to bound him up and she was you right. made him too tight.
Right.
We don't get that. They gave us that, but that's right. not what we get. That's right. not how the season ends off.
Right.
It ends off on this weird ass fucking ain't nobody seen Ed the whole goddamn time, but they mention her three times in the whole shit. Right. But go ahead, Blaze. Go ahead. We'll get to the rest of that.
Okay, so the second is gonna be some like a cinematography,
mm-hmm.
like great.
Beautiful to me, man.
It was beautiful.
Oh yeah,
really,
cinematography.
Real
you're
shit.
Gonna give it a. You got to give it a passing grade of any kind. Like, I gave it a 9.5.
With them doing that,
they just could not do with the budget.
Yeah, but with them doing that, that just shows that they can do outlaw stuff,
bruh. But at the same time, I don't want it because that.
Bro, they gotta do it right, bro.
Yeah, exactly. But you feel like Cowboy Bebop is simple enough for them to do that right, and they didn't do that 100%. You weren't here last week. I said the only Netflix adaptation that was better than this one was Rurouni Kenshin.
I agree.
Okay, so continue with that, and then we'll come back to this after. Go ahead.
Okay. So, and the last is going to be graded on the motherfuckers like us who love this shit, who grew up watching this shit, and we know this story like the back of our fucking hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Brother man, how the fuck you going to let the first episode be the motherfucking scene from the movie?
Thank you. Thank you, bro. Thank you. And then hint at the fact that Vincent could pop up later. And it's like, but you already starting on the Vincent shit.
Exactly.
Bruh. Thank you, Blaze. Yes.
Bruh. Hey, my wife is out right now. She with her friends or whatever. But she wanted to be here for this as well. Because her nickname is Space Cowgirl.
Yeah.
Straight and up. She loves Cowboy Bebop, bro. She was like...
Oh, I saw her post.
She looked like the Arthur meme.
Mad as shit.
Looking like Arthur.
Right.
She just kept walking off, bro. She was like, bro, I can't deal with this.
Damn.
Bro.
And I mean, like, and I'll say...
Beautiful? No.
I'll give it its dues. It had some good points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Name five good things about it.
Okay.
So you name one.
We want five scenes.
No.
Whatever five. No, you leave it open. Whatever five good things you want to name.
You named two already.
Thing, I was gonna say top thing off the rip is the cinematographer.
Okay.
What?
The cinematographer.
Yeah, I said number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two. I have to give it to an actual scene.
Okay.
when he was fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And he went and took out the
what?
Yeah.
The Neptune motherfuckers.
The Normans or whatever that name was.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. I won't lie. That shit was hard.
What?
Yes.
That shit was.
Yes, it was.
I was like, okay.
You now giving I me get
something here. But bro, that was the only fight scene in that whole shit that wasn't slow as fuck.
And okay, all right, Blaze, hold on. Before now, hold on. That's number three, right? That was number three, right? That was number three. Okay, hold that right there. Remember that was number three. I'm gonna make mention of this again because you weren't here. All right.
Okay.
The fight scenes were slow as fuck for a reason. I'm not giving them a pass for this. The reason is they wanted you to know that John Cho learned his shit, right?
Okay.
They could have given you that in the first couple of fight scenes.
Yep.
Right.
After that, let that shit roll, bro.
Right.
You know, when you watch Cowboy Bebop, you want to see Spike Jeet Kune Do the fuck out of somebody. And he didn't do that shit not once.
Yeah.
And that shit pissed me off.
Except when he was fearless.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, no, even when he was fearless, you know, he was more with the gun then. So I was like, okay, he might end up doing more on some John Wick type shit.
Yeah.
Fuck with that.
Right.
They gave me some fearless shit I wanted to see. But while he's out here Spike Spiegeling it up, the only time we got to see him do that shit was in the background while Jet watches his goddamn
get his ass
right.
Yeah, while you seeing Jet watch his goddamn recital going on. I'm like, bro, this is not it. And then when we got to
that shit
nigga,
was kind of funny to me though. That
when we got to Casket Jones, nigga. Bro, I understand the fact that this nigga could fight, but he couldn't act.
Yeah.
But the fact that the episode was supposed to be so socially conscious, you couldn't have him talk the shit. You had the white dude doing it. Yeah, it didn't have the same impact.
It didn't. It really
did. His family didn't die from Buddy selling them bad mushrooms, so now he's hunting them down. They died from some real police brutality shit.
Yeah.
But you got this hippie looking white dude doing the talking. Instead of Cassie
bro,
Jones.
Instead of Hakeem. Bro, that shit pissed me off so much, bro.
Yes, man.
I was like, bro, how the fuck y'all gonna have this man be in this one scene for fighting?
And every and other scene is gonna be Buddy with the hologram on.
Right. I was like, oh, y'all played him on that.
Yeah, that we didn't even get to see him dragging the casket. No, none of that shit. But then at the same time, they want to try to plant that seed of, well, maybe in season two, that's what makes him come back. Like, bro, no.
So
no.
How many things did you name?
That was number three. So hit me with number four.
Number four, goddamn Faye Valentine.
You like them?
No.
Oh, boy.
Okay. No, we naming things, five things that you liked about it.
Five things I liked. Okay.
I was about to say.
Let me get back in there.
Talk Faye, bro. I got questions. You know, I've been a little quiet. I'm just sitting here like, bro, let me soak it in.
I got questions about Faye too, so we in there.
Okay, let me get you one more thing. Two more things that I like. Okay, so I did like Jet's story a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just hate the fact that they bitched him out so much.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, y'all made him black, and then y'all made his shit like super struggle, like for no fucking reason.
I don't know, bro.
No, his struggle was the fact that his arm got blown off and he got double crossed by his partner.
Right.
He
that
didn't
was
have
it,
that
bro.
Whole family.
Where the fuck this whole I'm
a
fucking dad beat dad shit,
bro?
Yeah, where the fuck is I'm a dad be dad shit life. Come from?
I mean,
because he black nigga, get the fuck out of here, bro.
I felt that because I felt like Jet was my favorite character in this whole show.
But from they the fucked that him played hard, him.
And I really felt it because I was like, yeah, he trying to
do right
no,
by his
he
family.
Locked up. He ain't got no relationship with his daughter. That's the one thing he want the most. His ex-wife is like, I'm raising my daughter to be
without
a
you. Right.
Where you don't exist because you did what you did, and he was like, I'm innocent.
I didn't do that shit.
I'm the black man that went to jail for something I didn't do.
The nigga you is the one who set me up for the shit, Charlie.
And you Tom, Hanks my ass. Nah, his partner set him up. Old buddy.
Yeah, old dude.
He was just digging his wife.
He was just digging his wife. He just waited for him to go home, and then he just jumped on his, oh, I'm so sorry, I got you.
Oh, yeah, you right. You right.
He was digging his wife while he was locked
up. Like, nobody believed that, man. Like, he had no character points as far as, like, who his character was in real life, apparently, because soon as shit hit the fan, no one said, I don't believe he did that. That's not him. Everyone just went along with the... And it's
the fact that Jet did it.
No, it's the fact that he the only black dude, and everybody just stopped believing him when shit got bad in his whole life.
Exactly. Like,
and you ain't got to look at it from that way, but I kind of feel
way it
like,
went.
Damn,
bro, that's how the fuck they portrayed it, bro.
That buddy was the one fuck nigga. He was like, I bet you 100 fucking Wulongs that he's the nigga.
He wanted him to be the dude that set him up so bad that he didn't even suspect his partner. I was like, this nigga playing you from the jump. The moment he's trying to gas you up with the music and the food, I was like, yeah, bro, he the one who's going to betray you. And I love the fact that it was an old school noir episode.
Yeah.
It just, and the music was perfect. Like, that episode was one of my favorite ones, so I will say, shout out, like, Jet was one of my favorite things about the show.
Hell yeah, that's the fucked up part about it. Like, you connect with him because you kind of get what the fuck he going through, and then you just sit there and you just really think about it. You be like, damn, why the fuck they had to make this nigga super strong?
Right, like, all the way, bro. Like, his wife even realized, like, oh yeah, your life did kind of get fucked up, but still, you ain't providing for us, shorty. Like, bro, we're out here in space trying to catch criminals. What are you talking about? You ain't here.
The doubles. So I guess the fucking
every day. What are you talking about?
The double shit that's fucked up is the fact that the nigga, the one that he was hoping that was the one that set him up, was trying to get his fucking name clear, and then the motherfucker really, like, he ended up fucking himself, basically. Jet killed one motherfucker that could have cleared his name, and the nigga was really actually telling him for Jet.
Yep.
That was the whole look that they gave each other, like, damn, bro, like,
nah, he felt bad, bro. Like, buddy came down with just like, bro, I know that you ain't do it, but you gotta understand, I wanted your wife, so I went along with the shit.
Pretty
like,
much,
your wife is but, bad, bro.
Pretty much.
Bro, I ain't got it out for you, real talk, bro.
But your wife is bad,
bro. Like, I know I did some fuck shit with your wife, but, bro, at the end of the day,
dog.
Like, bro, if I could pull just like that, bro, you, she ain't for you, bro.
She for the
streets. She for the streets, bro. And I'm the streets, nigga. I bought these. I've done the bebop, bro. The bebop was the other dude getting the chick, bro. Cause that was the entire theme of this whole fucking anime.
Right.
And this live action version was the nigga getting the chick, because that's ultimately what it was. He was like, bro, get out of here, Jet.
Trying to do what the fuck he can to stay in the picture.
Trying to keep his name clear for his daughter. Right. He's there.
Yeah.
But the end, when the shit went bad, she's like, daddy.
That shit was fucked up.
That shit hurt him, bro.
Fuck.
My last thing would have to be that clown motherfucker.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. What was it? Piero.
That's one thing you liked or didn't like.
Liked.
Okay.
Yeah, this the like list.
Okay.
It's just a lot of the shit that I did, like, it just got some fucked up shit attached to it.
I liked it too.
Yeah, cause I mean, fucking the Red Eye fight wasn't the fight we wanted.
Right.
That shit was not the episode that was supposed to be the Red Eye episode. They ain't even the dude that I want. Can I get a Bloody Mary? They didn't even do that part.
That's the part I wanted with that episode. I don't know, bro. This brown shit. I hated this episode.
The only reason I liked it is because they had to find some kind of way to ground it in reality in some kind of way.
Bro,
when we got to
the end of the series, the way that they kind of tailed it off at the end, it was like, okay, this shit picking back up. I ultimately set it on the score I did, because ultimately, bro, that episode, I was like, this shit a 5. Off of that episode alone, that shit was gonna be a 5. I hated the fucking clown episode.
Well,
you know why? Because that was the episode One, that was the episode. They had a reoccurring theme.
Because I can see why you would say that.
When they take the moments from the anime and they do apply them live action, it looks great. But then they take out the anime part that really made the shit
that fly. Sets the right. shit off.
Yeah. They did it in every situation. They had it damn near except yep. for the eco-terrorists. That mm-hmm. shit was dope how they pulled
it. I like how they turned them into trees instead of monkeys.
But the dude with the fight, the dude, bruh, it was supposed to be this balloon-ass looking motherfucker who was floating, kicking. He was fucking kicking the fuck out of Spike.
Yeah.
Right. Spike was supposed to get burnt and shot and then get laid like, up.
Fucked up. Yeah.
Like, nah, bro. Jet and Faye weren't even there, bro. You got caught slipping at nighttime, bro. This nigga just came out.
Because you thought
nowhere.
He was going to be a bounty you could take on your own, and this nigga was really on some crazy psychopath shit, but he could float like a balloon.
And that's what I like the episode when you just seen this fat dude laughing and then he start bouncing. You're like, what the fuck is happening with this balloon looking motherfucker? Then he just pop up, he bounce down, go up, bounce on this nigga. Like the first hit was him bounce. Like you ever got hit with a dodgeball?
Yeah.
Nigga did that.
That's
shit
what you would think. Yeah,
he hit.
That's
a
what you would feel
with a motherfucker.
Full body. Yeah,
and not
Spike beat your ass with y'all.
Right.
Spike
as a matter of fact,
concussed, bro. He got hit with a 500-pound dodgeball and knocked his ass out.
Yeah. And he then got shot and burnt up.
That fight, they stole so much from me with that because dude looked just like him.
Yeah.
Make up. They killed the shit.
Yeah.
But that's when Spike was supposed to do his best kung fu.
Kung fu shit.
And still get his ass
bested.
Right.
Bruh, it was like, ain't no point in him doing his kung fu now because his, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all
like,
done came up with this whole plan to come with both of y'all ships and distract them with explosions and shit.
After the first three episodes, Spike ain't do no more kung fu damn near.
Oh, except, can I please get into the list of the dislikes?
Yeah,
You giving me like, you just reminded me right there. First dislike I'm gonna bring up.
Let's
on
go.
That episode alone.
Let's go.
This nigga had the goddamn virus shit that he got from fucking air.
No, from iron. Like, it wasn't even no virus, bro. What they were doing was, instead of him being just like this crazy serial killer that they had turned into a soldier through, like, mentally fucking with him, they were putting his memories inside of fucking dogs. Yeah.
Yeah,
and Ayn was one of them. Ayn was a genetically modified genius dog that had nothing to do with that program.
Right.
I agree with you, Blaze. Right. And then that whole shit where they had him be able to control him and find out what they were doing, that's bullshit.
I like that, though.
That
it's
part,
bullshit because don't go with the shit.
They did do that to the anime when Faye was like, yo, what's up with Ayn? And Ayn was like hopping around and he was like...
But that was when he was fucked up on mushrooms. That ain't have shit to do with that.
And this the other part too, with that whole shit right there. When motherfucking,
what happened?
No, I was trying to remember exactly at that part. Cause you know when they was supposed to go through with the plan and everybody go down there, Spike put a fucking virus in the Bebop and shut everything down.
Right, right.
That program, that little virus shit, he got that from Ed. How the fuck he got
that
from Ed?
That was supposed
Ed
to be
so
Radical Ed. That was supposed to be the first time we saw the smiley face and shit.
Right. And it's like, bro, what's the point in even having Ed if this nigga's already smart enough to make a fucking program and shit like
by himself?
Bro, they shouldn't even put Ed in this shit, bro.
If you gonna wait till the end like that,
nah, bro. Nah,
cause I thought they were like, oh, we gonna wait until the big reveal at the end. And
I was cool with them waiting till the very end to put Ed in it.
I didn't know
when I saw Ed, bro. I was like, bro, I'm glad this last episode because I don't want to watch nothing else after this shit. When I saw Ed coming, hi, Spike, I was just like, I'm done, bro. Bro, they just failed Ed. I was like, I don't know what the fuck that was, but that shit gave me nightmares for like three fucking nights. Immediately, the first thing I thought back.
Because they got it wrong, bro. They think Ed is just like this super energetic child.
They got it super wrong. Remember when the Game Boy Color came out?
Mm-hmm.
Ed looked like the red motherfucker saying, Nintendo!
Yeah,
like, that's how Ed fucking looked, bro. Yes. Like, color red.
You right, bro.
Bruh, Ed looked like one of them Quiznos rats that they were trying to set a sub that was singing that creeped everybody out, bro.
Eat Quiznos, cause they are good.
It was cringe, bro. It was the most cringe shit I have ever fucking seen.
They got the shit fucked up, bro. They got this transgender child to play Ed. only because they gravitated to that one scene in the fucking movie when when they went trick-or-treating and the lady came to Ed's house. I mean, when Ed went to the lady's house, he was like, here you go, little boy. And it was like, Ed's a girl. And she's like, wait, what? Like, nobody knew, because the whole time you were...
I mean...
Ed was super ambiguous. Even Ed's dad didn't know who Ed was. Ed called Ed self Ed. But they chose to get this transgender child to play Ed, who... I don't know if they knew anything about Cowboy Bebop up to this point. But the version they gave us of Ed is this... strange kid... that's not super smart. It just seems like a...
Oh no, she's gonna be fucking...
Yeah, she's gonna be, but right now she just seems really scary. That she, I don't...
She's just a little... They didn't capture it right. I'll put it like
at
that.
At all.
Like, if they did that same scene, but didn't shoot it from that angle...
No, they just don't want to lean into the fact that Ed is autistic and they don't want to touch that. Ed is autistic. On the anime, Ed is autistic. Point blank. They just don't want to touch that.
Yeah, I mean, cool.
But they exist, man.
I'm just saying.
But they'll love to make it a, you know, never
yeah. mind. Yeah, exactly. I mean, play it. Do it. I mean, they don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
So the version we got was this. They leaned on the super energetic child as opposed to that being on the spectrum.
All right.
They gave us this super energetic caricature of what Radical Edward is.
That's what I called it.
Motherfucking.
Mm-hmm.
Not only Ed, fucking Faye.
Okay.
Faye, it's not even a caricature of Faye. It's the fan service version of Faye. That's what it is.
Yuki, we here.
Y'all think so with her?
Nah, I don't. I like
the, bro, let me just say, let me.
We got
you like.
Oh yeah,
which one?
Clip, I had no idea about the actor that played. Mm. This wasn't a shot at the actor. I don't need alphabet people trying to shoot my house.
Not at all. But, not at all.
Like, I was just like, it's not saying the actor. It's just like, bro, whatever idea y'all had for Ed, it failed. Like, that wasn't... That's not... Ed is not some super loud, like, annoying kid. Ed is annoying, but Ed is, like, a cute annoying. It's like, alright, you cute, but now you sometimes you're useful. Like, Ed is just, like, gonna happy-go-lucky, independent, like...
Doing what I'm doing, and it just happens to coincide
but
sometimes.
Then look like Ed, then act like Ed. They just called it Ed. I was like, y'all could have saved this, because this is not Ed. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hated.
But now we on Faye.
But now we get Faye. Bruh, you gotta tell me what you didn't like about Faye, cause I what did you like about Faye, bro? What fucked Faye up?
Bruh, for one, Faye is a femme fatale.
Okay.
This chick, nothing against shorter. But she wasn't that, bro. Faye is a bad bitch with a gun that'll fuck your shit up. I mean, I'm glad they let her. They gave her some martial arts with a dagger or whatever. That's. I mean, I didn't mind saying that.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, her attitude and the way she was, she's more like a fucking Asia Clan.
Yes. All this fuck this, fuck that. No, that's not Faye, dog.
That's not Faye Valentine, bro. Faye Valentine, yeah, she did
she
cuss every now and then.
She wasn't like that.
She was a fucking... She was a lady, bro.
Yeah.
She wasn't the whole, like, oh, I gotta prove a point type shit. She knew who the fuck she was. She... Not really. Yeah, but, you know.
She knew who she was when she came out of there.
Whatever she was fixing to do.
Yeah, she knew who she was after the ice.
Yeah. And it's just...
Continue.
Giving her a sailor vocabulary and her eating some pussy for the first time. That ain't.
Right. That's not gonna make you tough.
Nah, it was first time having an orgasm from what she said.
Bruh.
All that, bro. Like, it was all female on female interaction. She ain't never had
that. They wanted to have her explore her fucking sexuality and all that shit. There is nothing wrong with the original fucking
version
score
with Grin, but they didn't do that.
Exactly.
They didn't do
and
that.
Let, And let's not get into this motherfucker.
Grin, bro. They bitch grin out as far as I'm concerned, because the nigga didn't shit.
Bro, this nigga was wicked.
He
vicious,
sat in the background
nigga.
And looked pretty. Like, bro, that's not what your job was. You played saxophone and wooed niggas and bitches and fucked exactly. And or got fucked and went on missions, bro. Like, you sitting around here at the restaurant hoping that Julia comes back. Like, bro.
I got issues with Graham, but let's. Faye.
I have no problem with Graham.
No, nah, Faye, bro. But Faye, hold on. What else you got about Faye? Because I got to defend Faye. I'm a okay. Faye, I'm a Faye Fender today.
Okay.
Okay.
Got my yellow cape on and everything.
Go for it.
Oh my God. Bruh, you know she wasn't Faye, bro. Come on.
Say
like,
now,
even.
Say it again.
Huh?
Now keep going.
No, I was just saying that wasn't Faye, bro. Come on. Like, when she was trying to get her memory back in that scene where they got held up at that spot with the environmentalists and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, nice homage to her having on the fucking dress that she had on in her past.
Right.
Like, but y'all could have fucking did the shit that actually happened in the past.
Right.
Like, y'all keep...
You give us something, but you take two steps back where it's like, bruh, I like this, but you fucking up right here.
I'm telling you, bro. And the whole club in the beginning, that's the club she was fucking working at when they fucking first met
yes,
her.
Yes, she was working as a dealer. They ain't even worked with that at all.
Bruh, it's like she was just a bounty hunter that was doing fire shit. I mean, yes, she was, but... Like, come on, man. They had the build-ups and everything already laid out for you.
They may circle back to that shit.
But that was how they met.
It's too late.
That was how they met. Yeah. That was how, you know, Spike and Jet met fucking Faye. They were working this casino job,
yeah,
and she was the dealer.
Yeah.
They had to get the chip. We ain't even got that. Not they gonna circle back to that to get the chip, probably.
Yeah.
Just like they probably gonna circle back to the fucking trucker who took over her husband's job, and everybody tries to guess his name, but it's actually a she.
She didn't have no husband. Like that whole okay. What I
that
will
was her
say,
fiance.
What,
and
I,
he died.
What I will say. What I will say about, and then they find out. Nah, bro, that shit was staged. The doctor set you up. You took on his whole debt because. You said you know, just the last thing he gave, and he was like, sure, I'll sign it. She signed it, put her thumb there. Faye got all this nigga dead. This nigga alive. They all of them in on it. They fucked her up. I felt like I would have liked them still going with that backstory. Like, I will agree that mm-hmm. the backstory I got in this, I didn't hate the backstory that they gave us in this because the way she acted out or went through it, it was like, his mom setting you up. You don't know what's really going on. It was like, okay, because this Faye was very believable. Like, I like this Faye because she was really believable in how she was acting, how she was responding. And she's trying to keep a guard up. She ain't got her memories.
Yeah.
She don't really know what she likes, so she's just trying shit. She's like, yo, I like this shit. I orgasm. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was cool because that whole scene was, it was hot. It was sexy. And I was like, you know what? Cowboy Bebop had... Faye gave you sex appeal, so I feel like she was still gonna be the source of sex appeal in this one too, and they didn't fail me in that regard. So I felt like Faye still had her sex appeal because I enjoyed the actress that played her. But I do agree, I don't like this backstory more than the original. I felt like they could have kept that original backstory, but that's the only thing about Faye that I'm disappointed
in. I gotta agree with both
of
y'all. Faye on this one was attractive, but she was cute. I'm sorry,
exactly,
I've seen
bro.
Cosplayers who
exactly,
are sexy
bro.
Version of Faye Valentine.
I was gonna
who
say it, bro. I didn't want to say it though.
The reason they
was
picked
it the costume?
Her.
That's what.
No,
that what Blaze was saying.
No, it's just her. It's just
bro,
the,
her
the actress that they chose.
She's Mexican.
Yeah, but she's a comedian.
Yeah,
she's a comedic actor. They chose her because she can give you that super spunky and be sexy. But she's cute. She ain't sexy like Faye Valentine. She
bro,
is cute
Faye
as fuck. No, she's cute as
bitch,
fuck. And
she was
can
a bad
have
bitch,
sexy
bro.
Moments. Faye Valentine is sexy through and through, bruh.
Exactly. Bad bitch all day.
Yes. I went blank, bruh.
I felt like that's what I got with this Faye.
No, they put her in that realm, but she was just super fucking cute in a sexy ass dress.
Nah, bro. Like, this Faye to me was a tough bitch, a bad bitch. Like, this Faye was
no,
a bad
she
bitch.
Was just super cute, who could fuck a nigga up and cuss, and that's just not average.
This Faye for me, she was a bad bitch. Like, she held her own. She came in and was just like, you know what? I got this.
I'm not disagreeing that she is a bad bitch.
She was an opportunist through and through. I feel like she was still enough of Faye with this different backstory.
Character wise, yes.
I liked it because I like how she looked. I love the outfit that they gave her in this one because that shit in the show, I think this is much better. I think they improved her outfit.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, y'all improved on that.
I mean, that was with the time fashion change. I agree with that. She's still a badass,
I don't front on people who's like, nah, man, we want a Singaporean. We want an Asian chick and not a Mexican chick. I was just like, y'all can say that, and I won't knock you for saying that. No, I mean,
even if she would have been. Because not everybody on Cowboy Bebop was of Asian descent.
It was the eyes, bro. Like, she even had, like, those Asian-type features. I thought she was Asian. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, no,
you're a good actress. I honestly did, too. You just told me something that she's Mexican.
She's Mexican. And I was like, wow. Like, I think she did a great job as Faye. I think her and Jet,
I'm not arguing she didn't do a great job. It's just that.
Spike is my least favorite character in the live action show. He's my least favorite. I like Vicious more than Spike.
I'm sorry.
No,
Vicious.
Oh, hell no.
150,000%, dog. Boy, no, you got to give Harold his respect, bro. You got to give Harold his respect, bro. Blazing.
Vicious is my least favorite character.
I saw this motherfucker first come up.
Vicious is my favorite, but
through American Pie, bro. He was a no name background character on American Pie who ended up getting a spinoff movie that stood out for stoners. This man had 3 blockbuster movies of his own as a stoner Asian guy. Ends up being Spike Spiegel, one of the coolest motherfuckers in anime.
Not a knock, bro. This is what actors are supposed to do. You're supposed to play a character that you want to play, and you're supposed to, like, get in there with the intention to kill him and do
that.
He
did, man.
And yes, he did what he was supposed to do in front of the camera. The direction. The direction is not his fault.
I didn't say it was him. Because
the nigga's trained. That's all I'm saying.
Psych Spiegel. I didn't get Spiegel.
That's because of the way they suit. That's the way they gave it to you.
I got an Asian nigga in his suit.
That's the way they gave it to you. That's the way they gave it to you. They put it on the plate. This is Spike Spiegel.
I got the Asian guy that I really, really, really like, that I'm really familiar with, to play a really popular character, right? And to the best of his ability, killed the shit. But honestly, I'm agreeing with you, but the way they wrote Spike, it's Psych Spiegel to me.
I'm gonna tell you what it was, bro. They gave you, I'm gonna just say, for the sake of conversation, they gave you a fucking. What's a super exquisite steak that you could buy?
Filet mignon.
Other than filet mignon, I don't want to use that because everybody uses that as your steak for like the top of the line. Give me something else.
I don't know.
Beef Wellington. So they gave you a beef Wellington, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the motherfucker who cooked it did not cook it the way that you make a beef Wellington. It's made with all the ingredients that you use to make a beef Wellington.
Just not the right technique.
Correct. The way he prepared it was not correct. So when it's presented to you, it is still on the plate a beef Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
But when you eat it, it is not performed up to this 4-star Michelin status that you would expect it to be.
Yeah. But I know a place that has a beef Wellington that is going to always taste the same, aka the anime. So I'm in this live.
No, that's the recipe. That's what I'm saying. That's the recipe.
I get that, but I look at that as another restaurant. I look at this and was like, all right, it's a new restaurant.
Yeah, it's good.
You know what I'm saying? The 3D food and shit. Like, bro.
Say what, bro?
This ain't the 3D food.
I say Keanu Reeves could have done a better job.
But I don't know. I like Faye. To move on to, I guess, Vicious.
Oh my God.
Once we got the story, because I didn't, it's like, okay, so half of this shit gonna be about Vicious and Julia. Okay, I had to accept that this is gonna be the main
with
plot.
With some made the up main bullshit.
Plot, the main plot is gonna be through them. Everything with Spike them is just kind of, you know them, let me give you something else, right? So I was like, all right, what y'all gonna give me with this? And so we're gonna give you a Shakespearean tale of betrayal. And I'm like, okay.
This ain't Cowboy Bebop.
And I'm like, oh no, this is telling soap opera. We get a fucking soap opera.
Shit.
Once we get the soap opera, and I'm like, all right, bro, so let just give me this shit. And I'm just looking at like, okay, so y'all painted Vicious as the dude that is a little off. Everybody knows he's a little off, but no one checks him. No one steps in.
Spike,
and he does exactly. Except
well,
Spike,
but well, fearless. I mean,
died.
He was but fearless. I mean,
his shit yeah. went exactly like nah, bro. He killed everybody, got to the top, and I was like, nah, bro. Because my issue is with Spike. My issue is not with Vicious. Because ultimately I feel bad for
nah,
Vicious.
Nah, bro. Mine is, dog. Because they made him a whole bitch on this shit.
Spike was a bigger bitch than Vicious. That's my point.
No, he wasn't,
bro. Spike was a bigger bitch than Vicious, bro.
No. He was a whole man,
bro. No, bro.
He did what any man would have did,
bro. Hold on, bro.
No, bro.
That nigga handed him his girl, bro.
Just keep going, bro.
That nigga handed him his girl, bro.
I'm going to wait. Just keep going, bro.
Alright, no, man. When it came down to it, I gotta get a timeline for these events. This looked like all of this shit happened the same night. So you telling me y'all done went out, and apparently time has passed where they went out and she's hung out and been spent time with Spike. They have something. But apparently they had this connection on the dance floor. It was fucking instant. This man ain't taking care of any business. Damn, with your chick? No, bro, I'm obsessed with, I gotta take care of this street life.
Yeah.
I'm focused. He was that dude.
Yeah.
He was like, okay,
I'm trying to get to the top of the organization.
You ain't worried about your girl, you on the street life, but you still a gangster through and through.
He was too busy trying to prove
you missed the bigs. You missed the bigs, bro. So you told go dance with my girl.
Right.
Motherfucker done went and dance with your girl.
And they got
and
a
that's
real
your
connection.
Yeah, I got a connection. The connection go further than that. And Julius, this man offered this one dance and they going back to the room because he done killed buddy. He trying to comfort her, like, oh yeah, you just seen him kill this buddy after we just had this dance. You vulnerable. Spike just I love you. Let's run away together. Like, nigga, what? Nigga, what?
But he fell
nigga,
in love.
Nigga, what? I don't
know.
But he
fell
but
he
fell
with,
for her when she started
Red
singing.
Eye girl immediately, too, though.
Bro,
that
I don't
was the
like
thing about
shit.
Spike, though. He was so damaged. Like, that was his fucked up
bro.
Thing about him.
This shit with Julia, regardless.
I don't think Spike was running
him.
No game, bro.
But Spike.
Nuh-uh.
Spike,
at all.
Spike wasn't, like, bro, if
he,
that's just
he
how.
He didn't have nobody. He was an orphan, like
yeah,
you said.
So he just.
That was true for
he
the
hopeless
anime
romantic,
too.
Bro.
I mean, even if you feel, I mean, I'm just sending this thing like this, like
he
bro,
didn't expect to find love and then the chick.
Y'all know Vicious's character.
Yes.
Yeah.
So when Vicious does Vicious shit, it's like, so now you feel bad for Sharda because you like, dog, he really ain't treating Sharda right. I know I can treat Sharda
no,
right.
No, it was just that on the anime, that shit didn't happen. They wasn't together.
And I get that. And they did
he was on his own murder spree while they was together.
I think they did a good job with the fucking drama shit because it was like, bro, if y'all gonna make literally half this shit.
Hold up.
But I mean,
there's more to it than that, bro.
Yeah,
his whole relationship with his dad and all this shit.
That shit wasn't nowhere in sight.
I'm like, yo,
they were two brother partners.
They made him a whole bitch, bro.
Yes.
Like, his dad was slapping him in front of his top guard.
In front of everybody, bro.
His dad was a fucking head of the syndicate.
I know that.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have been doing shit like that, bro.
What you mean?
And Vicious wouldn't have been doing shit like that to get slapped up. Then
exactly.
His dad to be slapping him up, bro.
Right.
Him and fucking Spike were the two top men.
Nigga, Shang-Chi daddy did the same shit to him.
No.
Because when he decided to go on the mission, he didn't kill Buddy and ran away. His dad was like, I need
he
my son
back. He was telling him he was fucking up the whole time.
Yes.
And he wasn't listening.
Harry Osborn.
And goddamn, he made
no, Harry Osborn was fucked up
Fearless
on fucking Goblin
keeper.
Gas.
Fearless was
he still
Vicious Keeper in this shit.
Okay.
Yes, right.
Bro. That was the only reason he made him his brother.
Iron Fist, the dude who was at the top of the little corporation when Danny was gone, what was he doing to his son? The same shit, bro. This is a copy and paste. The dad is gone, who's got this power trip, who's gone, his son got to submit, and at some point, the son got to be pushed to the edge enough to overthrow his dad. I just gave y'all five examples of how
I mean, I understand.
I don't feel that way about it.
But that was not that situation because Vicious did not decide to overthrow the syndicate until after he decided to kill
the dude.
Yeah, the one dude who ended up having to go on the date with Faye, and then she found out he was already dead when he found out Spike was alive. He didn't overtake that shit then. Spike found out where Vicious was first, then told him. Vicious found out about Spike first in the anime. And then was like, yo, fuck these niggas because they got me doing shit that I'm not with. And this guy's got to die.
But in the anime, we already know after the first episode that the angle is Spike is alive. They gonna find that out.
Yes.
And this is his wife, and there is a connection with all of them. How is he treat his girl? Who is his character? Who is Vicious? So the fact that they didn't have to give me that anime thing because I've already accepted Jet's change. I've already accepted. I've already accepted phase change.
That's a really big fucking jolt to say.
Literally,
that it wasn't.
Literally half of the anime was about Julia. Vicious.
I'm gonna say
they created this whole backstory.
Vicious temperament wasn't the same.
No, not at all. And none of his character had no personality
in the anime. He was
exactly
really
that's how bad. That's how he's supposed to be.
His personality was all muted because of everything that happened. He felt that once Spike was gone, he didn't have to worry about nothing else. He just became killing machine. That was it. And
I would have preferred that over what we got.
Thank you. Really? Me too, because he was super bitched out and they forced this whole Julia relationship that didn't exist.
I mean,
and it made him look gay, bro.
But you literally had to.
And nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying.
What you were saying?
No, I said, I'm not going to sit here and accept the fact that this man told Spike, you were supposed to love me.
Yes,
that is not motherfucking Vicious. Never in my motherfucking life. Out of watching Cowboy Bebop countless times on Adult Swim, any streaming service, whatever.
Did he ever say some shit about you gotta love me or some shit?
Bruh.
I wasn't feeling it.
I mean, this
because they were trying to push that brotherly aspect and all that shit, but their brother connection was understood in the anime in a way that they could have played out and did not.
The whole purpose of Vicious character on this was to make Spike look good. That's true.
Because this is how
that is true. Because he was always willing to clean up Vicious mess.
He was cleaning up his mess. It ultimately came down to a question of his loyalty.
Yeah.
Like, dude put you on. They took you in. Like,
just
you
like
know,
Anna said.
Like, you know of you know you can have
how long
any other
you
girl
pay
you want.
Debt, bro?
Bro, it ain't got to be Julia.
Right. How long you gonna pay his debt back?
It ain't got to be Julia, bro. Like, you know that was a line. You didn't have to cross it. And the fact that she came out and said, we were supposed to just fuck and not talk about it. This wasn't supposed to be me running away with you. But Spike is like an 8-year-old that went to sleep for 10 years and then woke up and he was 18 and looked like fucking Chris Evans.
Yeah.
And the girl threw it at his ass. And
a nigga fell in love with his babysitter type shit. And it's like, you can't blame him for that.
But it's
but that's not the relationship that was in the anime. And I don't appreciate them making him a bitch like that.
What I'm saying is the fact that, of course it wasn't from the anime. The fact that we got the live action, they had to fill half of this shit with some kind of drama. It's like, all right, what kind of relationship y'all got? How do y'all they didn't have to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they
that
bitched
was the
out the
point.
Idea of Spike's whole concept of wanting to be with Julia. He got hurt himself, and then Vicious was like, shit, no, you gotta die over this shit. And then he took her.
I like the fact
that changed that shit and I don't like it. The nigga don't even have two different color eyes, bro.
I agree with you on that part. The eyes.
You don't even have two different color eyes.
The fact that it's just like they did not do just a live version of the anime. Once we take away that, if I put that filter in front of the whole show, this shit is a 4, right? On my scale from 1 to 10, if it has to go through the anime, it's a 4 because they didn't do a lot from the anime. They changed way too much shit, and ultimately, bro, the shit that I love about Cowboy Bebop, they didn't give me enough of. They just made up a bunch of shit
to fill in those gaps
and just did enough to say it
throughout the whole.
It
shit.
Looks like Cowboy Bebop. I would give this shit a 4, but the fact that they decided to give me this telenovela story of Buddy betraying the most cliche shit, bro. Shakespearean love triangle. Like Shawty was for the streets. Even told Spike, you just supposed to fucking leave me the fuck alone. Told Vicious, how the fuck you even stayed with me when I just fucked your homeboy?
And told
I
you
don't
about
fuck
it.
With you like that.
And then told you
I don't fuck with you like that. But she didn't want to talk to him like that because she at this
she didn't
point
want
to
get killed.
She get killed. But that's really
she
how
thought
she
thought she would. He wouldn't kill her, but she thought he would.
And people knew that. They was like, once you with him, you stuck with him. He gonna probably, you know, if he would kill a nigga in the middle of the street, he'll beat the fuck out his wife. We knew at one point he was gonna start abusing her, and he did. He was abusive. So I was just like, yo, Vicious was vicious. Y'all knew what type of nigga he was. Spike just wanted to be the hero on some Guardian Knight shit and just swift away. And then get caught up in the hole, we gonna be together after. No, if you gonna save a nigga, save her. But you can't save her. The problem is you supposed to save her that way, not save her that way. You did the wrong kind of saving, Spike. Like, damn, nigga, and you betrayed the nigga that put you on, nigga. Like, you don't do that, bro. You crossed that, man. She was off limits.
But it wasn't supposed to.
I will
like,
say.
And like, I was like, damn, Spike.
They even you, putting that shit in there.
And he act like, I thought, no. Hold on, Blaze. Because they presented this shit like him and Faye were together for years. And Vicious was like, you my girl. They made it seem like that, cause but I was like, bro, you did off this shit.
Not
you jumping out the window, you jumping off the porch, you jumping out the window off of a dance, my nigga. No, this ain't Spike. This is Sight motherfucking Speaker. This nigga's nose wide open off a dance, my nigga. What?
No, his nose was open off of her singing.
That's what did it. I mean, but you know, she the blonde jazz singer. She super bad. That's the whole point. Debut. You should have seen what she did to Wolverine in that movie
first sight.
A few months ago. Man. It's the same shit. She cast a spell on him. She cast a spell on him on her singing. That's a good point. But fuck
they show it in the reaction.
But fuck Julia.
Because Vicious was looking at her like a piece of meat from that.
I didn't like this, that Julia.
They failed Julia because they did not cast Lady Gaga as Julia. Lady Gaga was supposed to be Julie, and
she was already busy with House of Gucci.
I'm sure she, and the shit that did Julie, she was cool, Julia, as far as aesthetically what I got. Yeah. I'm just saying, Julia's character was changed because they gave her personality.
And if
I just didn't like her personality.
Plastic surgery, if she don't have plastic surgery, she naturally has a very unique look.
But I say my bad, Blaze. That was a tangent, but nah, man.
Yeah, good.
That's my justification. That's my justification for Vicious and Spike. I hope I cleared it up.
I feel that. It's just, bro. But I can't call that nigga Vicious.
That's why I said though. Okay. I care so much about that story. It's like, well, damn.
We named our brother after this man, bro.
It's a six.
That ain't him, bro.
not at all, bro.
That ain't him.
Cowboy Bebop is a six for me.
Not at all.
That's why I said
this. This is why this is called.
So cool.
You wanted to give it more credit, and it's like, I want to overlook this.
I did enjoy
it. And it's like, I enjoyed it too, but it's like, I got to be honest.
You gave it a 9, and you just gave me a bucket of complaints.
Yeah,
and
I'm
still landed at a 9.
Yeah, because it's still Landslide better than a fucking Full Metal Alchemist and Bleach.
Gotcha.
And Death Note. It's still a Landslide better than that shit. So it's gotta be a 9.
A 9 for you. That's a 6 for me, Blaze.
Until Gundam comes out. And but Gundam is the shit.
Black, you finished it. I mean, you've been chiming in left and right. But
man.
Yeah.
Goddamn. The whole thing of the series, Vicious is getting told he ain't even no man.
Thank you, bro. Like,
the whole fucking like series, bro. And I'm like, yo, this is not
none of this shit, bro.
Like, at all. I mean, I understand the way he killed motherfuckers was Vicious, but
this ain't the Syndicate shit that I'm supposed to be saying.
That nigga was also precise and ruthless when it was only necessary, too. He wasn't damn just off the... Just off his rocker.
Like, real.
Yeah, like, oh, you know he's gonna go psycho and slice niggas up. Right. No. And he used the sword as opposed to using his gun like Spike did. That was the whole.
They could have made him cool.
Yin and Yang of them.
They didn't have to make him this eccentric assassination temper.
Super, yeah.
This motherfucker was old, trying to prove something to his daddy ass nigga.
And but that was never him.
But I kind of appreciate.
And I ain't like
having,
that shit, bro. I did not like that shit.
There's no point in doing that.
Right.
It was certain aspects of the story they didn't have to change.
That's what bitched
him. But I felt like he was supposed to be a bitch. That he was supposed to get recognized for, like, bro, you fucked up.
He was never a bitch.
He went up. You weren't supposed to look him in a manly light, because the entire theme of Vicious's character in the live action is everyone's questioning your manhood.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Questioning that shit.
And I feel like they did a good job if we came to that consensus, and that's exactly what the niggas on the show think of the motherfucker too.
And it's fucked up. Like, that's the way y'all took him.
But I agree. They didn't have to do that with Vicious's character. Uh-uh. They could have just made him this silent dude that didn't talk. That was just serious and you did unfuckwittable.
Yeah,
and
like, no, after Spike quote unquote died, this nigga shut himself down and then he was just a ruthless killer on his way to the top of the syndicate. That's all it took. All this background with the I'm in love with Julia shit didn't even exist, bro. They didn't have to write that shit in, bro. It didn't have to be there. Thank you, son.
Who?
Anna.
Anna, oh.
Yes, why was she way back there?
Because they made Grimm, who was on one episode, maybe two, a stretched out main character. That's why, because of Grimm. Because they wanted to be inclusive.
They had to, they had to tie this whole background.
Well, no, I mean, it was like, we're going to...
That underground lifestyle.
We're not going to just give...
You remember Anna in anime, right?
I do. What I'm saying is, I'm saying, from my perspective... Making Grimm a central character is they make the bar thing. They put it all in one pot in the beginning because they have to paint the thing with the syndicate. In the anime, you got glimpse, you got a peek of it, then they pull it back. You got a peek of it, then they pull it back. You got a peek of it and pull it back. Since they're not gonna give us these adventures that we really like, they fucked up the ratio and just said we're gonna make up this telenovela
and dramatic all story that background shit in
and
it.
we're going to give you a flash of Cowboy Bebop the anime and pull it back. So it was a direct reverse.
That shit
because
was fucked up.
They just gave you a flash of the anime, pulled it back. So they filled the rest of it in with this fucking story. If they didn't give me this, I feel like they could have really fucked it up and made this shit. But I was like, nah, this is melodrama. This is just a motherfucking melodrama. They turned Cowboy Bebop to a fucking melodrama. But I watched Scandal, so I'm like, oh yeah, I watched Scandal and shit like that.
Just
like,
enough action.
Yeah, that's all it was, bro. It was ABC drama. So, the fact that they switched it up, I mean, I feel like they had to fill it in with something.
But I don't even like think we got 7.5. That sequence that we saw on the little preview.
Like, you could have went back, and when you went back in time with Faye and shit, and you see the person she was dating before she froze and all that shit, like, yeah, you got a little bit of that, but you can go deeper into it. Like, you can go to, like, how they showed her when she was a little kid in the live action. Y'all could have went through a deep dive through that shit, like a little 15-minute break in her past type shit.
I agree.
Right.
I agree 100%.
Like, it's too much shit that they could have, like, really just sat down, watched the fucking anime, been like, okay, here's a point right here. Let's see what... Let's use our imaginations.
Well, to break
the three old
that's
guys,
why I'm at a
they
seven,
only talked to him them once. Well, they could have done more to
because,
try to put Ed in the background. They didn't do shit.
It's two different storytelling styles, right? You got the anime style. Anime style was more anthologic. It was more anthologic.
Dingo.
Right? So each individual episode is just like a random episode till you realize it's not a random episode.
There is an overarching story.
Right. But originally, first time I watched the anime, I was like, okay, oh, so something different happened. They don't reference nothing that happened 2-3 episodes ago.
And then until later when they
then,
do.
This shit just jump and run.
Yeah.
And then I get the right. Then I get the Vicious and shit. It's like, oh, shit, what's your bad story, bro? And then they give me one episode of it, and it's like, it's really bad, right? Falls out a window halfway through the fucking series. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, shit, they bring you home. Then, you know, it's like, damn, okay.
Kind of like a mid-season.
We get everybody in these individual episodes. What they chose to do this time around is like, from beginning to end, we're going to have one story that has branch offs because that's just modern live action storytelling.
But the notes they chose to use to connect them dots did not work.
Yeah,
so
they
would
have had to make it like a bunch of episodes. They would have had to do it like specifically this happens on this episode. Like, and I feel like if you're going to do that with the anime, just do it on the anime. But the fact that they wanted to build this overarching story, they need to build an overarching story. So how in 8 episodes can I give you
have the clown motherfucker be have the clown motherfucker be the last motherfucker that he fight for the season finale, because at the end when he got really fucked up, he was in them bandages and shit, and Faye the one that fucking brought him back and shit and all that, and she was whistling and shit. Have him say his famous fucking line.
Maybe be in a relationship now. Maybe
have him say his famous fucking line. Like, your singing is terrible, and she fucking hit the shit out of him.
The bandages like are too tight, and your singing is terrible. Yeah,
like,
he didn't get none of that.
Like, bro, like, they just had the wrong motherfuckers in charge of this, bro.
Think so?
Hands down. I agree with Blazing on that.
But you gave it a 9.
Because
what a nine
by comparison, you have to give it a nine. The things that I liked about it, I liked. I saw the potential of it, but at the same time, I'm going to have to admit where they fucked up at. But it's still miles better than this other shit that they gave us that was supposed to be an anime adaptation.
I acknowledge not even all of those
fuck up. The fact that this shit was supposed to come out in 2012 gives it like 3 points alone. Okay?
Damn.
I'm going to say this.
So just
in the three categories,
the first time we heard that Cowboy Bebop was supposed to come out live action, not knowing it was supposed to be on Netflix, none of that shit, mm-hmm. we heard we were going to get a live action Cowboy Bebop circa 2010-2012.
Right.
Now we got it.
True. Right.
Come on, bro.
But I mean, it's the and putting it in them three categories on my ratings, cinematography wise, and for people that don't know Cowboy Bebop, yes, I agree with that. It'll get a nine.
There are people in cinematography, the middle, it gets a nine across the board anyway.
So, so a nine is your overall judging score of it, is a nine? Because I guess what I was saying.
No, that's not what he's saying.
Yeah, okay, because I was saying I agree with most of y'all points. And because I agree with so many of y'all points, this shit is a six. That's me not even agreeing with all of them. That's just with some. I landed at a six. So someone who dislikes more still saying a nine. That's why I had to get the clarifications.
The reason I'm saying it's a nine because of the people, like the three categories I've broken into. Yeah. The first two categories, cinematography, and people that don't know it, they're going to rate it a nine.
Yeah.
They're going to rate it a nine.
I rated it a nine
cinematography-wise.
You would give it a nine in those two categories, is what you're saying.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But in a sense of me knowing this anime, me loving this anime, and watching this shit, and not liking this shit at all in any type of way, is getting a four.
Oh, god damn. This nigga said not even a five, bro?
It's getting a four, bro.
I agree.
Faye Valentine is Age of Clan.
It's out to a seven.
That's an average of seven, right?
Hey.
Nine plus four.
That's fine.
I'll
get that. Damn. Out of an average, then it slides by with a fucking C minus.
Yeah, it really does.
And after watching it, bro, I went ahead and bumped my score up from a 6.5 from last week to a 7.5 because I still like certain things that I thought I wouldn't like.
Same.
Huh?
I say same. I completely agree, my brother.
When it got to towards the end, how they resolved the shit, I like the fact that now he's really gonna have to be a man. You feel me? If he wants to fight. Shawty got him fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga locked in the fucking basement.
He can't
shit.
Do shit.
I hated that, considered
the elder now. Like, yo.
And then nobody's supposed to see you anyway, so it's not going to be suspicious.
Ain't nobody finna come looking for you, bro.
But see, the fucked up thing about that is they can turn that shit around and rewrite it where it ends up being, Spike and Vicious going to team up on the do-do-do-do-do.
Come on with that bullshit.
You were supposed to love me.
Right. You are my brother. You love me now. Nah. Get out of here with this bullshit.
I don't think it's going in that.
Bro, I'm sorry. I fucking hated that ending, bro.
Him in the basement. Now
supposed to be home with the hoes, man. Bro. Like, shout it, I changed.
That
your
bitch
life.
Was supposed to die.
No, bro.
Oh no, bro.
I don't think they're gonna do it though.
Like, damn, bro.
That bitch was supposed Spike. To die.
Spike finna get up with Ed, and it's gonna be getting back on the Bebop time.
I think season two is gonna be worse. That's just my prediction. I get this shit a six.
I don't know, man. This might be one of them rare occasions when the motherfuckers. When, you know, the production team listens to what the crowd is saying, like, hey, we got to write this fucking shit and do what they said.
But they would have to start it all the way over, bro.
No, they really won't. They just going to have to correct course from here on out. That's just what it's going to be. Some of that shit might not make sense, but that's just what they going to do.
Yeah, Julia and Facebook's team up, that shit ain't happening.
I mean, that's just where we at right now. Julia is a fucking mastermind as opposed to she was a pawn who, got separated from Spike and came ended up dying when they finally got back together. They really playing this whole...
Right. It's over.
damsel who's not in distress situation. Oh, yeah.
It's over. Bro. She's not in the season two.
She wasn't a damsel, bro. She was on the run from this nigga. Bro, they could have really had that shit. Like, I just hate the way it came out because I understand completely what you're saying when you say that they want them to be damsels in distress and shit. But there's a way to make a bitch, like, that's girly, a tough bitch. She ain't gotta be no goddamn, like, half crazy ass, oh, I'ma just take over everything type shit. No, the bitch was on the run. She was running from these niggas. That don't mean that she didn't know how to protect herself.
Right.
They could have had fire ass fight scenes.
Time and fucking on some 007 shit.
My gripe with Julia in that regard was Julia was a member of the syndicate also. She wasn't just this lounge singer who got mixed up.
Exactly.
In y'all personal life.
She was an agent.
She was really an agent. She just wasn't like
doing
that's how she knew how to drive like that. When Faye was shooting and shit.
I don't like how they just made her a piece of property and then at the end she tried to reclaim her own self and it's just like,
yeah,
yo, this is Troy. Like, these two dudes are fighting over you. It's you. Like, it ain't about...
Right.
It ain't not you. Like, in the anime, it wasn't about... Ain't none of that shit about Julia. Like,
nope.
It was just what... It's just the beef they had. And this shit, they made the beef they had about Julia. And it was like, damn, if you're going to give me that, make this shit interesting. I felt like they did. But ultimately, I felt like they didn't have to go that route. But if they didn't, there was no point in even having Vicious in Cowboy Bebop series. Because he wasn't important until the end. Right? He really wasn't important until the end. He was important, but he wasn't. They could... If you would have...
He was entitled.
Because if they wanted to do that...
Let's say this.
I'm talking about his role... Care.
No, I don't mean the role. I mean if out of eight episodes of whatever the hell they gave us, if you had to choose eight of your favorite Cowboy Bebop episodes brought to life, or and no Vicious, or a story that involves Vicious, which one you gonna choose?
I would choose the original because the build up could have been put there. The man was following him the whole damn time. They could have had that shit, like that nigga, like pop up at the end, like, right, oh,
in the background, bro.
But you can't do the end. You only get half a season to do a full season just in case this shit don't get renewed. Are you going to give away?
I know.
I'm sorry. That's the how I've done it.
Are you going to wrap up the story in eight episodes, or are you going to give a little bit now and give enough of the show so you can get some later?
15.
But if that's the why introduce Ed at the very end? They already think they're going to get a second season. It's
worth of like a full story.
Because I'm saying more episodes about Cowboy Bebop were about nothing. The episodes that were actually about Vicious and what's really going on with Spike and Faye and them, that only amounts to a third of the series. So I'm saying I think they tried to give us a third of the series because people really care about Julia, Spike, and Vicious. I feel like the alternative would have been, we just ain't gonna give you them, because if we can't give you the end and see how this shit end, then there's really no point in me paying these actors to be here, because I can just give you the mushroom episode, I can just give you the tomato juice, I can just give you all the bounty missions that fuck up. And you know what I'm saying, but we ain't getting too far in the story where I can give you Ed, so I can't give you Ed if this shit don't get picked up. But they, I don't know. I would have took the 10 anthology episodes.
But I mean, they didn't.
I didn't
the
need
thing about it is they didn't know how to drop Easter eggs, because they waited till the end to even make mention of Ed. They could have been talking about Ed in like episode 3, 5, something like that. Like, oh, bro, yeah, we got this message from Ed, and it's not even, we don't see her. We don't see nothing. We just get the smiley. That was what happened on the anime. We didn't get none of that shit, bro.
Because
no, I think they had some.
Nope, they didn't.
Bro, they had no time, head bro.
Nowhere, bro.
But they didn't go through
they
shit.
Wanna
they went through they a lot before they met Ed in the anime. In this show, they ain't go through shit. Y'all right, barely at team. All. So why I'ma bring Ed in? Y'all ain't no group. Y'all ain't in this scene
but
yet.
That's what I'm saying. If y'all were gonna wait to bring Ed in till the end of the season, y'all could have given us some more hints to it. Jet said
the fuck y'all wasting y'all time with this fucking made up story with Jet, bruh?
Yes.
Like, you saying they ain't had the time, bruh, but they did. They just wasted it on the bullshit that didn't fucking happen in the real shit. If they would have just focused on the shit, bruh, they could have expanded on all of this shit, bruh.
But I can but I can watch the anime and be
they
just
they want
satisfied.
To give you real, you know, Netflix adaptation, more grounded.
And I when mean, I watch the anime, yeah, honestly speaking, I'm not anime, satisfied.
But you wanted more of the anime in live action when you found out these motherfuckers were about to make a live action Cowboy Bebop. You felt in your heart, in your mind, that somebody that was working on this team was going to feel how I felt and try to get some of that vision in there.
I felt like
we didn't get enough of it.
I agree. But I think that they feel like they gave you, I feel like they walked away with this proud, and because
they did. But I'm sorry, it's a failure in a lot of ways, and I'm still gonna give it a 9 by comparison.
Oh no, this shit is a 6. If I feel like that's fine, your scoring for that, yeah,
your scoring is the 6 on that. But like I said, by comparison of other Netflix anime adaptations, it's getting a 9.
If they'd have got Vicious right, I'd have gave it a 9. I'd have gave it a fucking 9.
Outside of the scale of that, outside of the scale of by comparison.
Yeah. Man said by comparison.
That's why I have to keep saying that.
I'm saying by for me. Mm-hmm.
And my 9 comes from cinematography and for people that ain't seen Cowboy Bebop or know it.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can see that you'll give it that.
But as me,
think about if somebody told you that they never watched no anime and they're like, hey man.
Your average turns out to be a 7 though.
Yeah, but I mean that's still good.
2 9s and a 4.
I mean that sounds good though.
Yeah, I get that shit 4, bro.
But just think about personally. It though. You got this person who hardly watches anime ever in creation, and then you're like, bro, they got this live action version of this one anime that I really like, and then you tell them about Cowboy Bebop first, and then they go back and watch the anime after that. Imagine how mind blown they'd be.
I mean, Ocean did that send me a message to tell y'all. He tried to start the anime, couldn't get into the anime.
I mean, he said that it stands, a couple
he
times.
He liked the live action more than the anime. He couldn't finish the anime. It just didn't pull him in.
I know somebody like that too, actually.
Yeah. I mean, that's just his preference. He likes to see certain things.
But yeah, I think that series was made for people like that in mind. And I feel like it was enough people like me who got gripes with it, but overall was like, eh. All right, I can roll with this because I get what he says he likes about it, and it was just I was like, wait, that anime was good though, but it's like, all right, I got you, I got this live action. Mm-hmm. It's Cowboy Bebop, man. Thank you for clearing
it's
the not. Julia shit up, man. Bebop Rangers.
Bebop Rangers, my
Cowboy name. Cowboy Bebop in name alone.
What you got going on, Blaze? We finna wrap this up.
Shit, man, I'm actually. Thinking about getting back on Destiny.
Okay.
Anybody want to hop on anything? Like, anybody on, like, your audience and everything like that? Shit. The handle is blazing _ fire 2009.
Okay.
Well, 09, actually.
Bet.
That's a PlayStation handle. PS4, PS5. Get at me, dog. You can catch these hands in some Mortal Kombat, and we can go kill some shit together in Destiny.
Yeah. You know, I'm with it. Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you, bro. I thank you calling in, man. You provide a lot of insight and answered all the questions I had, so I have no more questions, bro. Thank you for clearing everything up, and I can't wait to get you back on the pod again, man. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, bro.
Man, same to y'all, man. I love y'all boys, man. Can't wait for y'all to come visit the new spot, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And I love shit. You too, man.
Everybody, you know, read up on your comments, you feel me? Yes, and y'all have a good day, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, Blazing, we'll get up with you.
Yes, sir. All right, man. Take it easy.
Peace, brother.